The chairman of the Ghana Association of Pulse Broadcasters of GBC, Gasbroad, David Anaglate, says he is happy that Parliament has approved the upward adjustment of the TV licence fee. He said the licence fee is a welcoming one because it will help GBC win itself off government subvention. Mr. Anaglate said the TV licence will also cushion GBC to do real professional work and promote better governance. He's therefore asked citizens to support GBC's independence by paying the TV license fee.
The Gasbroad, or Ghana Association of Past GBC Broadcasters, being an organization of which I'm chairman, an organization which is interested in progress of GBC, programming, quality, news, the objectivity of the medium that GBC represents. We are happy that the TV license fee is being introduced and it's quantum enhanced. I was deeply involved in this matter because when I was in charge of GBC back in the 1990s, it came to a point when the quantum was 30%. Cost of collection was higher than the amount being collected, to the point that it became useless for people to collect and even come and bring it to GBC accounts because they may have spent more in collecting that amount than the amount itself.
As a past broadcaster and also former director of general of GBC, in your view, why do you think it is important for Ghanaians to pay TV license fees?
This is the crux of the matter. First, we have to demonstrate that our programming will be the better for the TV license fee. Our programming will no more be dictated by he who pays the piper calls the tune. That is the government. And then, of course, you would have avoided a situation where every political party will want to dictate program policy of GBC. Your challenge to make sure that you don't allow any other organization to control you. The people of Ghana are not going to allow any form of control. If the government will not control, you must not allow the opposition to control you either.
What would you say to people who say that they do not watch GTV and therefore they must not pay the TV license fee?
The sweetness of the pudding is in the eating. If once GBC does the type of programs that can draw people away from the private stations, the people I believe will come around to watch TV. You to do a lot of challenge on you,
okay,
producers, okay, journalists, and so on.
David Anaglate is a former Director General of the GBC and Chairman of Gasbroad. He spoke with Rebecca Epe.
Now, in 2 days' time, GBC begins collection of its revised TV license fee. We have in the studio the Deputy Director of Finance and Head of the TV License Implementation Committee, Ebenezer Abuchue, to address few issues. Good afternoon, Mr. Abuchue.
Good afternoon.
How ready is GBC for the collection of the TV license?
We are very ready to start. Said, I guess that is coming Monday. And like we have brought to the public, collection is going to be largely by electronic. And this can be done in our website, tvlicense.com.gh. The website is set up. Currently, you can, yes, go there, read, but you cannot register because registration will start on Monday. That is 3rd August. People or the public are required on 3rd August to facilitate payment. The public will be required to just log on and register. When you register, you'll be given a registration number. And with this number, you can go to any of the banks. First, you can go to our offices and you can pay. So you can register on your phone, you can register at home, you can register anywhere you have internet access. And you can go to our office at head office here, Kanda. You can also go to the regional offices. And then the banks on e-transat. All banks on e-transat, I will just list them. UBA, UMB, Access Bank, Fidelity Bank, Barclays Bank, First Atlantic Bank, First Capital Bank, UT Bank, GT Bank, Zenith Bank, Energy Bank, Bank of Africa, Unibank, GCB, and any other platform on. And then you can go to, we're also rolling up Ghana Post, bringing Ghana Post along. As you are aware, we have areas in Ghana that do not have internet access. For these areas, we're going to make manual, but this time it's not just the old TV license as we have it. It's going to be licensed with security features so that people will not be able to fake it. So for certain areas which have no internet connectivity, with Ghana Post, we are making a manual TV license available. But within 48, yes.
Sorry, Mr. Botchwe, if you say manual, is it a tax force going out to these homes to collect the TV license?
Not now. The tax force will come in. We'll have agents that will be enrolled. But for now, because it's electronic, we are just rolling it up in phases. For these phases, we'll not have tax force going to people's homes. But then when you go to Ghana Post offices, you can register there. And we are putting facilities in place so that there you can, if, in case you don't have idea of ICT or you are not ICT compliant, or as they say, BBC, you are born before computer, you know, you can go to any of these stations. They will assist you, even the banks, they will assist you to register and then you can pay. Registration is very critical for us because we are talking about 6 million TV receiving sets, and this set also need to be monitored. Payment has to be monitored because we suppose the law allow people to pay installments. So there must be a tracking point. That's why I want to register. For those that are going to pay manual, that is, those are the rural areas, within 48 hours, the system will be updated. And whoever registered, there will be an SMS on your phone to tell you your registration number, and then if in case you also input your email address, you have an email to tell you you are registered, and you can proceed to the payment point and you can make payment comfortably.
Mr. Botchwe, a lot of agitations have greeted the reintroduction of the TV license. What is the penalty for those who violate the payment?
As the law specified, you can be in prison for about 1 year, and or you pay some fines. But for now, we are just relying on the loyalty of Ghanaians that we want GBC. I believe we don't want GBC to go down like any other state institutions that have gone down. We want to maintain GBC, probably enhance it, I mean, to a level the way we receive it, so we could hand it over to the next generation. We are calling on, I mean, the loyalty of Ghanaians. Please go out there and pay your TV license, and then look at what will happen in the short, I mean, months to come.
Before you go, Mr. Botchwe, can you repeat the website?
The website, as I've mentioned already, is tvlicense.com.gh. I'm repeating it. tvlicense, it's one word, .com.gh. You can, I mean, just log on if you have access to internet right now, and you can go to, I mean, Q&A's. You can go through them, and but you will not be allowed. Some have managed to register, but we just want to take off from Monday, so everything is smooth.
Thank you very much, Mr. Botchwe. That was our Deputy Director of Finance and Head of the TV License Implementation Committee, Ebenezer Botchwe, throwing light on the TV license, the reintroduction of the TV license fee.
And staying with GBC, a former Director General of GBC, David Anaglati, has sent a message of congratulations to the management and staff on the occasion of the 80th anniversary. Mr. Anaglati, who is also President of Gasbroad, says he looks forward to another 80 years of objective broadcasting and believes GBC will rise above current challenges.
I wish GBC a happy 80th anniversary. I happen to be 80 years myself this year. I'm just 2 months older than broadcasting, born 1935, just as GBC. Beyond just wishing you more years of successful, improved broadcasting programming, I also wish that you will rise up to the challenge. Before we end, I think that we need to do a lot of publicity and conscientization about the collection fee. So many people do not know much about how it will be collected, who will do the collection. I think that the publicity has been rather low-key.
What do you envisage GBC 80 years on as a former Director General of GBC yourself?
I look forward to objective broadcasting, news that is objective, is not influenced by any external organization, neither the government party nor the opposition. I know that every intelligent human being, every educated Ghanaian has his political views that may agree with the government position or agree with the opposition's position. But the challenge is to steer a middle course, an objective course. I look forward to programming that draws the people back to GBC, like in the days where we had the monopoly of broadcast.
The chairman of the Ghana Association of Past Broadcasters of GBC, Gasbrod David Anaglate, says he's happy that Parliament has approved the upward adjustment of the TV license fee. He said the license fee is a welcoming one because it will help GBC win itself off government subvention. Mr. Anaglate said the TV license will also cushion GBC to do real professional work and promote better governance. It's therefore our citizens to support GBC's independence by paying the TV license fee.
The GASBROAD, or Ghana Association of Past GBC Broadcasters, being an organization of which I'm chairman, an organization which is interested in progress of GBC, programming, quality, news, the objectivity of the medium that GBC represents. We are happy that the TV license fee is being introduced and it's quantum enhanced. I was deeply involved in this matter because when I was in charge of GBC back in the 1990s, it came to a point when the quantum was 30 pesos. Cost of collection was higher than the amount being collected, to the point that it became useless for people to collect and even come and bring it to GBC accounts because they may have spent more in collecting that amount than the amount itself.
As a past broadcaster and also former director of general of GBC, in your view, why do you think it is important for Ghanaians to pay TV license fees?
This is the crux of the matter. First, we have to demonstrate that our programming will be the better for the TV license fee. Our programming will no more be dictated by he who pays the piper calls the tune. That is the government. And then, of course, you would have avoided a situation where every political party will want to dictate program policy of GBC. Your challenge to make sure that you don't allow any other organization to control you. The people of Ghana are not going to allow any form of control. If the government will not control, you must not allow the opposition to control you either.
What would you say to people who say that they do not watch GTV and therefore they must not pay the TV license fee?
The sweetness of the pudding is in the eating. If once GBC does the type of programs that can draw people away from the private stations, the people, I believe, will come around to watch TV. You to do a lot of challenge on you,
okay.
Producers, okay. Journalists, and so on.
David Anaglate is a former Director General of the GBC and Chairman of GASBROAD. He spoke with Rebecca Epe.
Now, in 2 days' time, GBC begins collection of its revised TV license fee. We have in the studio the Deputy Director of Finance and Head of the TV License Implementation Committee, Ebenezer Abuchwe, to address few issues. Good afternoon, Mr. Abuchwe.
Good afternoon.
How ready is GBC for the collection of the TV license?
We are very ready to start. Said, I guess that is coming Monday. And like we have brought to the public, collection is going to be largely by electronic. And this can be done in our website, tvlicense.com.gh. The website is set up. Currently, you can just go there, read, but you cannot register because registration will start on Monday. That is 3rd August. People or the public are required on 3rd August to facilitate payment. The public will be required to just log on and register. When you register, you'll be given a registration number. And with this number, you can go to any of the banks. First, you can go to our offices. And you can pay, so you can register on your phone, you can register at home, you can register anywhere you have internet access, and you can go to our office at head office here, Kanda.
You can also go to the regional offices, and then the banks on e-transat. All banks on e-transat, I will just list them. UBA, UMB, Access Bank, Fidelity Bank, Barclays Bank, First Atlantic Bank, First Capital Bank, UT Bank, GT Bank, Zenith Bank, Energy Bank, Bank of Africa, Unibank, GCB, and any other platform on. And then you can go to, we're also rolling up Ghana Post, bringing Ghana Post along. As you are aware, we have areas in Ghana that do not have internet access. For these areas, we're going to make manual, but this time it's not just the old TV license as we have it. It's going to be licensed with security features so that people will not be able to fake it. So for certain areas which have no internet connectivity, with Ghana Post, we are making a manual TV license available. But within 48, yes.
Sorry, Mr. Boche, if you say manual, is it a tax force going out to these homes to collect the TV license?
Not now. The tax force will come in. We'll have agents that will be enrolled. But for now, because it's electronic, we are just rolling it up in phases. For these phases, we'll not have tax force going to people's homes. But then when you go to Ghana Post offices, you can register there. And we are putting facilities in place so that there you can, if, in case you don't have idea of ICT or you are not ICT compliant, or as they say, BBC, you are born before computer, you know, you can go to any of these stations. They will assist you, even the banks, they will assist you to register and then you can pay. Registration is very critical for us because we are talking about 6 million TV receiving sets, and this set also need to be monitored. Payment has to be monitored because we suppose the law allow people to pay installments. So there must be a tracking point. That's why I want to register. For those that are going to pay manual, that is, those are the rural areas, within 48 hours, the system will be updated. And whoever registered, there will be an SMS on your phone to tell you your registration number. And then if in case you also input your email address, you have an email to tell you you are registered and you can proceed to the payment point and you can make payment comfortably.
Mr. Boche, a lot of agitations have greeted the reintroduction of the TV license. What is the penalty for those who violate the payment?
As the law specified, you can be in prison for about 1 year and all, you pay some fines. But for now, we are just relying on the loyalty of Ghanaians, that we want GBC. I believe we don't want GBC to go down like any other state institutions that have gone down. We want to maintain GBC, probably enhance it, I mean, to a level the way we receive it, so we could hand it over to the next generation. We are calling on, I mean, the loyalty of Ghanaians. Please go out there and pay your TV license, and then look at what will happen in the short, I mean, months to come.
Before you go, Mr. Boche, can you repeat the website?
The website, as I've mentioned already, is tvlicense.com.gh. I'm repeating it. tvlicense, it's one word, .com.gh. You can, I mean, just log on if you have access to internet right now, and you can go to, I mean, Q&A's. You can go through them, but you will not be allowed. Some have money to register, but we just want to take off from Monday so everything is smooth.
Thank you very much, Mr. Boche. That was our Deputy Director of Finance and Head of the TV License Implementation Committee, Ebenezer Boche, throwing light on the reintroduction of the TV license fee.
I'm staying with GBC. A former Director General of GBC, David Anaglate, has sent a message of congratulations to the management and staff on the occasion of the 80th anniversary. Mr. Anaglate, who is also President of Gasbroad, says he looks forward to another 80 years of objective broadcasting and believes GBC will rise above current challenges.
I wish GBC a happy 80th anniversary. I happen to be 80 years myself this year. I'm just 2 months older than broadcasting, born 1935, just as GBC. Beyond just wishing you more years of successful, improved broadcasting programming, I also wish that you will rise up to the challenge. Before we end, I think that we need to do a lot of publicity and conscientization about the collection fee. So many people do not know much about how it will be collected, who will do the collection. I think that the publicity has been rather low-key.
What do you envisage GBC 80 years on as a former Director General of GBC yourself?
I look forward to objective broadcasting, news that is objective, is not influenced by any external organization, neither the government party nor the opposition. I know that every intelligent human being, every educated Ghanaian has his political views that may agree with the government position or agree with the opposition's position. But the challenge is to steer a middle course, an objective course. I look forward to programming that draws the people back to GBC, like in the days where we had the monopoly.